Heart Breakfast.
How funny is your father? How funny is your father? How funny is your father?
And on the phone this morning, it's you, Colin, in Stevenage. Morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning, Colin. Are you well?
Yes, I'm well.
Now, we're good. We're good. We've been told that Sue, your girlfriend, has put you up to this.
This is true.
She laughs at your jokes, yeah?
Well, she laughs at me. I don't know about my jokes.
Laughing at you, not with you.
Yeah, that could be a problem there.
No, she's at work at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, your son Grant, I think, is that your youngest son?
Yes, that's my youngest.
He thinks you're well funny.
Well, he thinks so, yeah.
Yeah.
Your other son, not as convinced.
No.
Do you know what? I'm seeing your style very similar to a kind of a Ricky Gervais. Quite dry, I imagine. But we'll find out. Go on.
I prefer Tim Vine, actually.
Tim Vine. So you're a bit of a gag man, are you?
Well, I did a thing this morning. I phoned my local gym and asked them if they could teach me how to do the splits. And they said to me, how flexible was I? And I said, well, I can't do Tuesdays.
Who's your father?
Right, off you go. 30 seconds.
Go on, Colin.
Go, Colin.
Well, I left home this morning. My mum said, don't forget to write. I thought, well, that's unlikely. It's a basic skill, isn't it?
Okay, another one.
That's a good
end. Now let me think. So I got home and the phone was ringing. I picked it up and said, who's speaking, please? And the voice said, you are.
We like that one. Colin, I like your style.
I think that was pretty funny.
I think you're the whole Tim Vine thing, you're spot on there with that. Just for coming on today, you've got two tickets to the Comedy Cow on the 5th of July.
And also, I think you need to just hang on the phone because we're going to be revealing who is our funniest dad, Colin. Okay. One last gag. No, I can't let you have that.
Don't.
Sorry.
No.
Stay there, Colin.
Could be you.
How funny is your father?
Oh, it's the moment of truth. So, every day this week, we've been chatting to a different funny father. But who will be our ultimate funny father? Well, we've had to consult with big bosses, haven't we? Natalie.
We have, and I'm a little sad because I love this bed. Yeah. I want us to find another reason to play it. But to recap, we started the week with Tony. Then we had Joe representing her dad. We then heard from Keith. Then we heard from Nathan yesterday, and this morning it was Colin.
So, who will it be? It's a moment of truth. All our funny fathers are standing by, but there can only be one winner, and it is... It's you, Colin, in Stevenage. You've done it!
Yay! Are you there?
Colin?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
Yeah, good. Right. Are you excited about being our funny? I know you're a dry act, but show some enthusiasm.
Right, yeah, no, I was a bit taken aback there.
Oh, really? No, a bit surprised with.
Colin, do you think now that Colin Jr., your older son, who didn't think you were that funny, will now change his mind and maybe think you're a bit funnier?
Yeah, probably.
All right, well, for those who maybe haven't heard you yet, we're going to give you one more chance as our funniest father of the week.
How funny is your father?
Make us laugh, Colin.
I rang up my local building firm. I said, I want to skip outside my house. He said, I'm not stopping you.
And that is why. Do you want to know what you've won, Colin?
Go on, tell me.
So we are sending you VIP stylist to the Comedy Cow. You thought you just had two tickets, but you've got a booth for six people. We're going to throw in a bottle of champagne. You'll have table service, and there's a chance to meet some of the acts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And what would you say on your performance there of the chance of doing a two-minute stand-up routine on the night?
Oh, no.
No! Not so funny anymore.
It's all right on the radio, but I don't know.
It's only 250 people you'd be in front of.
Exactly, Colin, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You've been a star, thank you. And an amazing Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Where are you sending the tickets?
Oh, we'll sort that out. Don't worry. We'll sort that out. Was that a gag or a punchline?
See you later. See you, Colin. Bye.
How funny is your father?